BBC. Radio Shropshire. Now, throughout the breakfast show this morning, we've been asking, what tech do you use around your house? Is it something that's changed your life? Is something just sitting at the back of the cupboard gathering dust? Let's talk this through now. The essential tech for your home. It's gadgets around with Fevzi Turkalp, who is going to be joining us right now on Breakfast on BBC Radio Shropshire. Fevzi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's start with the big question that Claire wants to know.
Robotic vacuum cleaners, yes or no?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I love them. Obviously, they don't do steps yet. So if you've got more than one story to your house, and that's an issue. The way that I tend to use them is as an adjunct to a main vacuum cleaner. So once a week, I'll get them sort of the big vacuum cleaner out and do a thorough clean and do the stairs as well. But the benefit of having them is that they trundle around and keep everything spick and span. So otherwise, you know, if you do it once a week, as you get towards the end of the week, you know, you get bits of stuff all over the place and it's not ideal. This works really well. Plus, you know, they're a delight, especially if you've got pets.
They don't do corners, though, do they, obviously, because they're mainly circular.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I reviewed one the other day by a company called Eufy, E-U-F-Y. It was their RoboVac G30 Edge. And the edge bit is because it's got brushes at the sides. So as it goes along a skirting board, it can actually manage the edge bit. And also, edge also refers to the fact you can put down these strips that it won't pass. So let's say you've got a children's play area or you've got an easily upset pet or something like that. You don't want it to venture into a particular area. It comes to a strip and it turns away. Also, if it is doing, say, the upstairs and it comes to the foot of your stairs, as it were, it detects that there's a drop and backs away so it doesn't go trundling down the steps and breaking itself.
Wonderful. I don't want to get fixated on vacuum cleaners, but is it a case with them, as it is with many other things, you get what you pay for? Because I've seen some at 70 or 80 quid, but I've seen some at 500-600 quid and more.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a case that there's probably a sweet spot. I wouldn't be wasting any money at 70 or 80 pounds. I'd be looking around the £300 mark. As if you choose wisely at £300, you get a good one.
I mean, want a good one for 300 quid?
Well, you know, you say that, but have you seen the price of normal vacuum cleaners as well?
You've seen them, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know, so yes, I like these. And also, the one that I was looking at, it was less than 3 inches tall. And it's about the size of a pizza. It's like just over 12 inches across and just over 3 inches tall. That would be very thick pan pizza, I guess, but it means it can get under a lot of beds and sofas and things like that.
Yeah, I like that.
That's kind of nice. And the software in the ones that I've seen have improved as well, so they cover the ground more efficiently. They use an algorithm, a program, if you like, which is very similar to that which they use for sweeping for landmines, where you've got to sweep everywhere. You mustn't miss anywhere, but do it as quickly and as efficiently as possible with the least redundancy. So it does all that. I love the app as well on that one, because you can actually use it as a remote control. And please don't take this as any sort of indication that you should pop your cat on top of it. But if your cat did go on top of it of its own volition and be very, very happy about it, you can then remote control the vacuum cleaner, which is fantastic.
I love it. Look, let's move on to other things. I mean, how's the home tech world done during lockdown? I would imagine people have been buying all sorts online and they've been having a look and saying, oh, I'll have one of those, or I'll have some of those. Or are we spending more time at home and buying more tech?
Yeah, so we're investing an increasing amount in fitness gadgets as well to measure our fitness and to help us stay fit. So it's quite interesting because you get whole ecosystems, whole ranges of things. So in my home, from a single brand, I have a smart scale to weigh myself and work out my BMI and my bone mass and my heart rate and my pulse wave velocity and, would you believe, the weather forecast as well. I'm not joking. A smart watch, a sleep mat which goes underneath my mattress and measures my sleep, how much I sleep, what type of sleep I have at each part of the night. Is it light sleep? Is it deep sleep? Is it REM sleep? You know, rapid eye movement sleep when you're dreaming. It gives you tips. And that, by the way, is a really good idea, because all these watches that do sleep tracking, and we've just heard that, Apple's new Apple Watch will now be doing sleep tracking. The problem with watches can be the battery life. Because if you're wearing it all day and now you're using it to track your sleep at night, when are you meant to charge it up? So these sleep mats can be great, and they can detect something called atrial fibrillation, which is a silent killer in this country and around the world. So if you know you've got it, you can do something about it. Smartwatch, all of that stuff together. There are many brands. I use Apple stuff. I also use stuff from a French company called Withings, W-I-T-H-I-N-G-S.
It used to be owned by Nokia at one stage.
That's right. They were Withings Independent. Then they became Nokia Medical, I think. Then they decided they didn't like Nokia very much. Yeah, and then they went to great designs. I've got one of their watches, which is what's called a hybrid smartwatch. So it looks like a normal watch with hands on it, would you believe? But it's got this small circular organic LED screen on it. So it looks really stylish. My sister, who never compliments me on anything, I'll say this now, complimented me on the watch, and she didn't even realize it was any sort of smartwatch. So it was slim, it was svelte. It's a lot like me, actually. You know, it's just very, very attractive. You know, and it was an amazing watch. But the joy of these things is when you plump for a particular brand or a particular sort of ecosystem, the way that these things all interact. So my blood pressure monitor all feeds into the same app as the thing that measures my weight, as the thing that, you know, my watch and my sleep mat, and it all comes together and provides you with a lot of information. And what I found during lockdown is I've lost 11 kilos, and I'm sort of holding there.
Good for you.
And I wasn't a great big porker before, but I could do with losing the 11 kilos.
Listen, Fevzy, one final question. You get lots and lots of freebie gadgets to review. You've mentioned that, and a few of them we've been talking about. Your house must be full of them. How big's your house, and do you keep them when you finish with them?
Almost everything goes back. Some stuff stays for long-term review because I keep testing it and trying it. Things like things where they keep updating the software and the firmware. For example, that sleep mat that I mentioned to you, they upgraded the firmware in it, that's to say the internal software, and gave it new functions so it could detect that atrial fibrillation that I mentioned to you. So what I like about a lot of gadgets now, and this is the same with, say, Amazon Echo units, that's a good example, they improve, that device improves almost daily in terms of what it can do, what it can understand, the songs it can sing, the jokes it knows, and all of these sorts of things, without you having to keep buying new hardware. My Echo is a few years old, but it still has all the up-to-date features. So I try to... It's kind of awkward. So with phones, I'm using a different smartphone every month, pretty much, and that's, in one way, it's a bit of a pain, but I try to keep what I think are the best of breed gadgets in every area. But I also have to use the other stuff so I can comment on it and answer, you know, questions like what shall I buy or this doesn't work and things like that.
Fascinating stuff.
It'd be so exciting to live in your house and wait for the post every day.
Yes, and that's nothing to do with gadgets either.
Good to talk to you, Fevzy. Thank you very much. Fevzy Turkup, who is a gadget expert.
Can you imagine you being LaTeX? You would just be beyond. You'd be like a little kid every day.
So excited. I really would. We've got one of these speaker things that switches the telly on and off at home. And my grandson was there the other day and he pressed the remote for the telly and it didn't work. And he said, have I told you this story on the radio?
Not on the radio. No, you
and
told
he said,
me.
He said, Grandad, he said, the TV's not working. I said, no, I think it might be broken. Because you try those things, don't you? And he just and he called the little machine in the corner. He said, turn TV on. And it came on. And he looked across at me and went, you thought you were so smart, didn't you? BBC.